Drawing the line, who is responsible for how screwed up our politics are?
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for September 25th, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me, and Janine is back. Everyone say yay!
Yay!
Oh, no, we missed you.
Oh, well, thank you.
We did. You were taking care of your folks.
Yes.
Out in Las Vegas, I'm sure. You were taking care of your folks. Is that what they're calling it now?
That's what they're calling it.
All right. Am I buying this?
Well, it happens in Vegas.
The cheap buffets.
Cheap buffets, yes. That's basically it. When you're visiting elderly parents.
Yeah. We just actually came back. Janine stayed there a few days to spend some time with her folks. And we just came back from going out to Zion National Park, which was awesome with our friends. And we rappelled. We canyoneered. Here's the thing. I want to give you your props because you deserve them. Janine gets uncomfortable with heights and with small spaces. And we did both.
We did.
The last rappel, which was 60 feet, which to me is a lot. You know, I'm a fragile human, and that at the end of that is usually, you know, splat. But we went to this crevice, and it was, I mean, I'm so bloated, I could barely get through it. And then Janine, one of the funniest moments of all, she asked our guide,
"What's on the other side of that?"
And he responded,
"Air."
We had to squeeze through this thing and then go, and then fall. So, you know, hopefully the rope held. And it did.
And it did. Yeah, none of us died.
It was amazing. It was good. So if you guys ever have a chance, we also saw Bryce Canyon and the North Rim of the Grand Canyon. Our national parks are a treasure. They truly are beautiful. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful time. So glad we're back, but kind of miss being out in the wide open spaces. By the way, the national parks are packed.
They are packed.
It was really crowded.
It's nice to see it being used, though.
It is, but should they do something? Do you think they should cut that back, the number of people who can go in? Really?
Not right now. I think it's for all of us. We all paid for it, so we all should be able to get in. You still have to pay to get in, too. But people plan their vacations around that. And I don't like some of the things you have to have a lottery and you have to do it a whole year in advance. And that's just sort of ridiculous.
Okay. Well, I just want to mention what was going on in our lives, and Janine makes her uncomfortable. So we'll move on.
Okay.
Shall we move on?
Let's move on.
We're moving on.
We're talking about gerrymandering.
We're talking about gerrymandering. Well, the week started with me doing the Sunday cartoon was about Edvard Munch's The Scream, and someone wrote a very funny comment on Facebook saying this this image is used far too Munch.
Right. That was funny.
Which made me, I love puns, by the way. We both do. So, and then the Daily starts with Carmen talking about running for office. And it's a storyline I'm still playing with. And she says, "I'm not sure I can with gerrymandering and with all the gerrymandering." Well, we got a lot of comments on this.
Should I
explain my position first, or do you want to do the comments for? How do you want to do this?
I don't, whatever you want. It's your podcast.
Well, it's our podcast. It's our podcast. You'll get half of it in the divorce. You know this. Go ahead and do the comments. Let's do that.
Okay, well, I thought this was very funny, only because you brought it up, is LL Hack pointed out, "She doesn't know what district she lives in? Then she hasn't voted. Should she really be running for city council if she doesn't even know who her city councilman currently is?"
Well, that's a great comment, but it's a comic strip.
It is a comic strip.
And it's a little girl who probably could not run.
Although, she could not. Several people mentioned that. She's not old enough to vote.
Yeah, well, I mentioned this. I always leave that sort of a nebulous thing. And in my mind, it's nebulous. Can they vote? Do they participate? What can they do in Prickly City? Because Prickly City, by the way, doesn't exist. It's all in my head. Just like the voices. It's all in my head. And so I just treat them as if, especially Winslow, because if a coyote walked in, walking upright into a voting booth, into a voting place,
I'd let it do whatever it wanted.
Yeah, I probably, and could talk.
That's like, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You are the new lord and master.
We hail our new coyote overlords. Go on. So let's go with other comments.
Yes, people are talking about the gerrymandering. And West NYC says Elbridge Gerry is loved by the party and majority and hated by the minority party. Democrat, Republican, it's all the same.
It is. And who wrote that? Who wrote that comment?
West NYC.
Yeah, West. I just want to say that you're absolutely right. And what I've got on the Facebook page, too, on the Book of Faces, as the we old people call it, there were a lot of comments about how, you know, well, the Republicans, blah, blah, blah. And Republicans do control a large majority of House of Representatives and legislatures across the country right now. And so they get to draw the maps. But you look at states like, oh, I don't know, the one I live in Illinois. It is just as bad. We have Mike Madigan, who is the Speaker for Life, and he and his minions literally draw. And that's where some of the gags come from. They draw districts around individual houses. So, I mean, it gets that bad, that scientific, and that's where things have gotten far worse than ever before.
Well, in Illinois, after a young Barack Obama received 30% of the vote against a well-liked incumbent, his house was drawn out of the district, so he would not be able to run against that same incumbent again. And in other instances, incumbents were drawn out of the districts they represented. Just depends. So that was actually a Democrats working against another Democrat.
Right. It's incumbent protection.
And they all suck.
And they do all suck. I mean, and I mentioned this in the strip. It's probably one of my, recently there's some strips that I really like what I said. And in the one where I talk about, you know, there used to be districts that had a waiter living in it and a doctor living in it. And that representative, congressman or congresswoman, had to represent both those interests. And those days are G-O-N-E. We will never see them again until we come back to our senses and have, you know, concentric redistricting by computer that just, you know, here's with sensitivity towards racial representation in the legislature. And, you know, you can have that balance, but we sure as hell don't have it now. So
Kyle of Lockalsh says Republican gerrymandering created those bizarre districts. For her to complain is beyond the pale, which is usual for Republicans. But Darson 54 says this is a kind of case where both sides do it. That's why it needs to be removed from the hands of elected officials, and an independent agency needs to run it.
I couldn't agree more with Darson, and Darson comments a lot, so thank you, Darson. And there's some common sense there that both sides do it. This isn't like, well, Republicans, blah, 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 or Democrats, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's both sides. Whoever's in power at that 10-year mark is going to mess with the map and make it as undemocratic as possible.
It's not like one side is going to be above it all.
No,
God, they're
no.
all like, no, oh, no, what's no. good for us?
Take it out of their hands. And that's where referendum has to, I think, is an important part of democracy. In fact, a referendum, Ginny and I are both from California, where they have referendum systems. And yeah, it can get silly. There can be a lot of them. And they can be some of them can be preposterous issues, and some of them can be very serious and very important, and some of them can be just very technical. But I love that system. And I think it was the Wall Street Journal this week or last week that had an editorial saying, we have to stop doing this thing, this madness. I'm going, what madness are we talking about? Are we talking about the madness of direct democracy, which I kind of like?
Yeah, it's not always going to turn out the way you like.
No.
Because not everyone's going to agree with you, and that's why it's a democracy. And
yes.
Sometimes it's good for you, and sometimes it's not, but it's good for someone else.
And people not agreeing with me is, I guess, the purest form of democracy, because it happens a lot. Go on. What else do we have?
Oh, I have this great quote from what was watching a video on gerrymandering, and Professor Jeremy Mayer of George Mason University was talking about having members of parliament come to visit, and he'd explain the districting systems, and when they saw the map, they were just appalled. One of them said, that's not the voters choosing their representatives, that's the representatives choosing their voters.
Yes. No, it's absolutely true. I mean, I can't say this enough, that in my my meager mind, I believe that gerrymandering is one of the major factors why we have the polarization in this country we have today. 96, or is it up to 97% of congressional districts are safe today.
Well, it's interesting.
That's absurd.
It is, and it's also interesting to see the districts.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a Rorschach test.
Yeah. What did
you
see?
I mean, they're all weird. Oh, dragons and scorpions and just all kinds of weird animals.
Why are they all animals?
They're all
what does
bugs.
That say about you?
Bugs.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, insects. I get that. Vermin, absolutely. Any other comments you want to get to before we close things out for this week?
Cheapskate Zero says, so strange to see Scott complaining about this, but But I'm glad he did, even if his party has been the greater beneficiary of gerrymandering. But Coffee Cup says maybe he realizes the process is bad for the country as a whole, no matter who does it.
Yeah.
Which you do.
Yeah, and we just talked on that. So on that note, we will leave you. I want to thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly Seek Podcast. Janine, I'm so glad you're back.
Me too.
Yay. Okay. Thank you, and thank you for Brian Altheimer for being our producer here at WGN.
Hey, Brian.
Yay! He's buying a house. That's who's having the final walkthrough today.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yay, Brian.
Good for him.
And thank you to WGN and WGN Plus for letting us play with their equipment. That sounds bad. I'm going to move on. If you want to keep up with the antics of Winslow and Carmen, you certainly can by going to gocomics.com/PricklyCity or go to scottstantis.com and leave a comment, and maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. I'd just love to hear from you anyway. And if you want to talk to us directly, you certainly can do that by emailing us at pricklycity@gmail.com. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.